Jay already left. He had to go poop. And he did. He's literally pooping in our bathroom right now. So Jay Moore is here. We're going to chat with him in just a second. In the meantime, Greg, can I talk to you for a little bit? Sure. Can you come over? Come on to a microphone here. I'm just curious. What exactly did you sign up for this win, or was it just a raffle and then they gave you a prize?
It was a raffle.
But you didn't know what you were...
I did. I selected a couple of prizes in that raffle, and this was one of the...
This was one of... So $20 raffle
and
ticket.
A Skydive Arizona.
Were you
ticket.
Disappointed when they're like,
no.
You get to go sit in
Bentley.
How come you didn't bring a guest?
Because, honestly, I didn't want to sit here and stare at you and make it awkward.
but you're doing it alone makes it worse.
Bring Ben.
Oh, Carl's coming. Ben was going to come.
Ben's made of glass.
He's
he had shoulder surgery.
I saw
he got a toenail removed. I don't know what
Yeah, Ben's toenail got rolled out of his foot. No, yeah, he's been having them for – he comes in, picks up tickets the other day, and he says, yeah. I have my toenail rolled out of my foot, so I can't do anything.
Yeah, he was a lot of fun at the concert on Wednesday.
You went to Godsmack?
Yeah,
all right, that's
it was awesome.
All right, well, thanks for doing that. And what was the cause?
For the raffle ticket?
Yeah.
It was $20.
No, but what was the charity?
The charity
event. Oh, the cause. I'm sorry, I said cost. It was Tour de Force, which sends police officers from all over the country back east. To New York, and they ride.
I've seen that. Yeah, we talked about that with Ben.
Yeah,
okay, cool.
Exactly.
Well, there you go. Well, thank you for doing it. Sorry, this is going to disappoint you. There's absolutely no reason to watch people do things. Now get back on the couch. There's a celebrity in the room. Jay Moore is with us, everybody, after his poop. And
that wasn't a dookie.
It was? That was a long pee then.
I take long ones, yeah.
Do you? You know, the average, we were talking about all week, the average is 21 seconds for a cat.
At least a minute.
For a cat or an elephant. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter the size of the animal. They all average about 21 seconds of urination. Their bladders.
False.
That is not false. It's
that's a piece for 2 seconds.
that's different. That's marking. When they actually urinate.
But if they could go all at
it
one
averages
time.
Relieving their bladder.
Who is you?
21 seconds. That's what I always say.
People are talking. It's none of your business. Especially me and my brother John.
We were having an AB. See your way right out.
I just pissed my pants right now.
Yeah, 21 seconds is the weirdest thing. So if you're at a minute, you're killing the curve, man.
I have a small urethra.
I have a large urethra. I had a doctor tell me that.
So you're the guy, like, I hear him at a baseball game in the stall next to me, like, blah, 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 it comes out like somebody opened soup.
like I threw up.
It is.
Yeah. It's like, wow. And it comes out right away.
Yeah.
I can stand there a while and get it going.
Yeah.
When I get high, forget it.
You can't even pee.
Does yours whistle? I mean,
that's tight. That's tight.
Nice.
I like them tight. The urethra.
Patrice, rest in peace. One of the best jokes. He goes, I'm diabetic. You know how I found out I was diabetic? One night, my girlfriend goes, baby, your pee tastes like birthday cake. I was like, holy ass. That's one of the greatest jokes of all time. Like, what he didn't say is freaking fascinating. One night, me and my girl fool around. She goes, baby, your pee tastes like birthday cake. It's like, wait, what?
All the questions of why.
Fascinating.
Jay Moore's at Tempe Improv tonight. And tomorrow, and then CB Live at Desert Ridge Sunday night if you want to go, TempeImprov.com, CBLive.com. How have you been? It's been a couple years. You came out and did our Happy Ending show. And then,
that was fun. A rotating stage. I thought I was high.
That was great. It was a great night. And then all
really
of a sudden I turned around and you were naked.
Because there was like stuff on the stage, and I'm like, I think it was a dollar bill on the stage. Somebody went up earlier, and they gave him money.
Threw it up there.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's so funny. That dollar bill is like right in front of that guy's face. He probably wants to take it. And then I look back over. I'm like... That dollar bill's in front of the lady's face.
How did that happen?
I go like, who's the black guy? Like, how did he get in here? I thought it was restricted. They promised me.
It was part
things.
Of your deal. It was in your rider.
Yeah.
At least not that close.
And I go, oh, the stage is rotating.
Yeah.
Took me a while to catch on. But you guys made it up because I had
fun.
To cancel because I was sick.
That's right.
Had a dirty fountain all over my walls.
Yeah,
and
you sent me pictures.
I sent you a photo because there was no way I could have in your head.
He's making this up.
Any doubt.
Yeah. No, you
that
believed
I was,
it.
Because I love you guys too. You're too important to me.
That's
and I, you know, straight talk.
Yeah,
you're too. Other places, I'd be like, I don't feel like it.
No kidding. Yeah, you called me to
sometimes
say.
Sometimes you don't feel like it,
Johnny. I can't do it, and I'm like, what's going
people
on?
People take a day off of work.
Yeah, yeah.
And when we take a day off of work, there's no show.
Yeah.
So 400 people or 200 or 1,000 or 3,000.
Yeah.
Are like, what the? What are you talking about? There's no show.
Yeah, we were
he
dying.
Freaking
for that
canceled. I didn't feel like going to work today. I don't know what to tell you. I'm a headliner.
I was in sort of a panic, but then I was like, hey, sick. What are you going to do? Kind of that whole thing that happened. I think everybody's going to understand that. And then people didn't, you know, nobody was even mad about it. So it's no big deal. I don't think everybody gets upset.
It worked out of good and positivity in my life.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry.
For a long time.
I know. We've had long conversations. You're still coaching wrestling.
Yeah.
Killing
it. Valley High. We're looking good.
At Palisades High School.
Yeah.
And you're dragging in kids from the inner city and pretending they should be there.
It's a charter school.
It's great, man.
Got to bring them in for football season.
that's how you get it done.
Load them up.
Pacific Palisades, California is 99% white.
Oh.
And I would say
1% less
20% of that
light.
Is British. Like, there's a weird bunch of Brits in there. And, you know, it's just above the sea. It's between the Santa Monica Pier and Malibu. So, yeah. Well, it's a village.
It's gorgeous.
You play Fairfax Iron football.
You better bring some
kids. Are they filming Roots?
In.
What happened? It's like, what? What happened?
We got to load it up.
It's you just hear like ding ding. You hear like bells going off. And you hear like a crowd. Like you're yeah. like next to the stadium. Like the like Cardinals are play along. Like you're cheering.
Right.
Or the Suns. Like just play along. There's applause.
There's something.
And then you walk the dog like around the corner. And you're like, oh my god. It's like that last stop on the river in Apocalypse Now. People diving off of bridges. But black. It's like if you could have a football game in the Apollo. Nobody's tipping. Game starts late.
Brutal.
The ball's different colors.
Rubbing a log.
Where my hash mark?
Yeah.
But you What'd you say?
Rubbing the log.
Gotta rub the log. Get on the field. Rub that log.
I love you. You're the best. I didn't hear what he said.
You knew it was a good one.
But I know when he takes a bat out of the rack, it's leaving the yard. When he goes to the rack and takes one out.
The professional hitter.
That's it.
He's a professional hitter. He's a DH. You don't want him in the field.
It's Edgar Martinez. That's your new name.
You don't want him out there field.
That's Edgar.
Give him a bat. He's good with
that. I was like, hold on. I didn't hear any. I just heard like, rrr. I'm like, what was that, sir? Rub the log. You know what's amazing? Every guy at the Apollo rubs the log for good luck.
Yeah. Yeah.
But the whole point of the show is to boo an amateur off the stage.
Right.
And that happens 30% of the time. The log ain't lucky.
It doesn't do anything.
Might as well move that baby out.
It doesn't do anything for anybody. Yeah.
I'm not rubbing the log. I'm rubbing the Sandman when he comes to get me. I'm going to rub his nuts. I like when Tracy Morgan goes, I did the Apollo the first time. They knew I was bad. I wasn't ready. I walked on stage. The Sandman was right there. He was stretching.
But everything's
good. Yeah, I like crippled girls. They stay well. Like, what? His observational humor is only observational to him and his world. Like, who else remembers finger blasting Portuguese girls on the handball court in fifth grade? Smelling your own stink in your armpit, pretending.
An open-toed shoe.
Open-toed shoes with a cookbook. Yeah, because it was illicit. I've been really good.
You look good. Well. You look very healthy. Good. Things last time you were here, things were chaotic, I'll say.
I was also chaotic. I was a mess. Yeah. I went back to AA. I didn't drink.
And you just went back to get normal.
I think it was probably right. When was the show? What month?
We did it in January 14th, of 18.
So that year I went back to AA, March 14th.
No kidding.
I didn't drink.
And you weren't even drinking, doing anything? I just went back to acting.
I got fired from a show because they thought I was on drugs.
No kidding.
ABC 7 Rams, local in LA.
Yeah.
After the college football games, we go live now. Jay Moore, college football, LA Rams live, brought to you by your Toyotas, Southern California, but with Jay Moore. My name's on the title.
Yeah. Right. And they boot
you. Manager calls me one night. I'm in my garage. Just got done walking the dogs. Like, they're going to let you loose. They're not comfortable around you. They're afraid.
Really?
What?
Were you baffled by it, or did you think that you were giving them reason?
I was so messed up, Johnny. I was so mad at my manager at the moment.
Yeah.
Because he didn't give me a reason why. Like, I was just sick.
So you were mad at
everybody
else.
Because he didn't want to, or he was afraid to say
this is
what he
did. I guess he was trying to be
careful around you.
But that's not the relationship we had.
Yeah, oh, really?
He would tell it like it is.
This guy's like a father, Barry Katz.
Oh, Barry. Oh, yeah. It's a Barry's teeth.
Well, you got fired from a Rams local show, man? What a business, man. Wait a minute. What were you doing, smoking African Babinja weed?
And you were doing nothing.
No.
You were just acting crazy.
I was angry.
And what fixed it? Time.
2 trips to a mental hospital and
no
a shrink
kidding.
And got diagnosed as bipolar type 2. Two weeks ago.
2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
So this could all change in a minute.
It's a waiting game.
Yeah, it's just a TikTok.
But the Sandman is stretching.
He's ready to go.
I'm going to knock him out.
So what do you do now? Like, what is it? Like, when they tell you that, are you like, oh, good.
It was a relief.
Is it?
Because, yeah, you realize, like, oh, I wasn't a jerk half my life. I had a problem.
No kidding.
I had mania. I couldn't stop talking.
Yeah.
Like, oh, this guy again. Like, no, this guy is sick. He's got a mental illness.
Yeah. I talked about that once on the phone. You called me and we were talking and you said you worried about that. You worried about, like, you had to fill the space all the time.
Yeah, it was a problem.
Yeah.
And then I went to a shrink during my divorce, before my divorce, because my ex-wife wouldn't go. And I thought she really needed to go see one.
Yeah.
She did. She still should. I mean,
right.
We all should. And then I was in the shrink's office, like, I was like the fourth visit. He goes, this is called prolonged suffering in my business, your marriage. You're in an abusive marriage. I was like, oh, that makes sense. But like,
it's just a weird, not a hard pill to swallow. It's a weird shaped pill
yeah.
at like 46 years old to go, wait, what am I? Like, yeah. I know I'm miserable. I know I'm unhappy.
Yeah.
I know I'm sad all the time. I know I'm really confused.
But you don't know why.
And I know I'm always running toward it again That's and again and again to fix it.
Crazy.
I'm always in the self-help aisle in the bookstore so I can fix that person over there. So I can fix me to fix that.
Right.
Those, yeah, that's abusive. That's crazy.
Isn't that nuts?
You're being gaslit. You know what reality is.
That's insane.
It's nuts.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I always had to fill the spaces like with talking. And then my shrink put me on this mood stabilizer. And then I was on it. And then about a month into it, I'd be talking to somebody and I'd go, this is where I'd interrupt right here. I would think of what I was
going
to say.
You knew when you would
in my mind, what I would interrupt with would just stay in my mind.
Really?
Like how normal people are.
Yeah, right. Instead of just
like,
saying
I would have interrupted right here. I wouldn't have Tracy Morgan right here. I wouldn't have Pacino right there. I'm like, holy moly, I'm insufferable.
No kidding. Yeah. So you started to hate
assault.
You.
Well, now you're starting to see it. Or start
yeah. An assault
that.
Of Jay Moore.
I saw it then.
Yeah.
And then we got off of that because with bipolar, not bipolar, it's bipolar type 2. It's less.
Yeah.
It's not as severe. But I was always manic. I was always up. I was always up, always yeah. happy, always going, blah, 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 like a motor. But when the depression started kicking in, I never had it before in my life, yeah. and it's new. So my depression's like 3 years old, maybe.
No kidding.
Where like I wake up sometimes and I'm filled with sand.
Oh my
and the longer
God,
I
yeah.
lay in the bed, like when you stand in sand, the tide yeah. comes in, your feet get lower into the sand. The yeah, longer I lay in the bed, the more I sink in, the more.
Oh.
And I'm like, oh, I should just get up. Otherwise, it's going to get worse. I'm like, why get up? It's stupid.
And then you just – so you convinced yourself and getting out was –
there's no convincing.
It's bipolar 2 is the one where you kind of have those stretches where sex replaces everything too. You get all weird about like – yeah,
is it?
Yeah, I knew a girl
well, once. I'm an addict. So
yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. Like
that's absolutely my –
the bipolar
and
2
you're listening
thing.
And you need a daddy.
Yeah. You're not totally sure. cured yet.
I know you're
it
very –
it will help me.
Yeah.
I know you're a very good girl. You're a very bad good girl. We'll
my
figure
shrink
it out,
says
instance.
I need this.
I don't mean to be didactic, but soon you can buy after her homework.
Let's ask that question. If you had a stepdaughter, would you Woody Allen? Did he do something wrong?
Of course I would.
Yeah, you would too?
Not her.
No, she's not worth the risk.
Like fried eggs?
She's not worth the risk.
Look, she's like a plate.
Yeah, you have to have the risk-worthy stepdaughter.
It's like somebody just finished their meal. Yeah. It's a plate.
Would you raise one and marry one is the question.
Yeah. Well, yeah. What else? Who's better?
Yeah, that's true.
You've molded them into what you need.
They're what you want.
We'll talk back.
I'd take the fried eggs if they didn't talk back.
So I didn't know that sex yeah. addiction was a thing of
yeah, it's a bipolar too.
That absolutely, I'm yeah. addicted to it, for me, it's validation.
That's what
it's
that's
a very
what she
subversive
said. Yeah.
validation. But I have like I have erectile dysfunction from the marriage.
Oh, geez.
From the mind job.
No kidding.
So, like, I'd go get escorts and not get an erection, and they would be laying there, like, beautiful.
Yeah.
Like $500.
Good Lord, man.
And they'd, like,
what's going on here?
Or no condom with, like, the
right.
mouth.
By the way, there's a cop in here.
What do I care?
I'm just checking.
Did you arrest me?
Just so you know, you're being very
arrest
open.
A guy for having a story?
Yeah, I know, but just yeah. in case you start talking
just
about it.
Is Russia now?
Yeah.
What is it, Ukraine? What is it, Trump Town? You feeling froggy? Come in. Kicking your blue balls.
Yeah, so you get the escort and couldn't do anything with her. How do you get her out of the house?
But, no, I go to
the room. Yeah, you got to go.
And then I realized, I was with my shrink, and I'm like, wow, nothing's more validating than when you are completely flaccid, punching your clown sweaty, like Benny Hill. And there's a beautiful woman laying there, spread eagle,
happening.
Waiting.
Yeah.
That's valid. Like, that's how important I am.
Yeah. Wow.
For an hour.
Yeah.
She's not going anywhere.
She give can't. Me a minute.
Give I'm me a minute. Sweaty. I'm wheezing. It's like Laverne and Shirley's father.
Biceps 20 inches by then.
It's crazy.
So Frank DeFazio?
Yeah.
That's You're a welcome. Pull right there. You. Well played.
I just get old guys that go, ooh!
What?
Yeah, okay, first, my first reference in my mind, but I didn't know how to reference it that quickly in the synapse of my brain, was at the end of Taxi Driver, the guy that gets shot in the hallway and goes,
oh, yeah.
I'll kill you! I'll kill you! I'll kill you!
The hands
that
guy.
Old guy? Yeah,
yeah, yeah the guy's hand goes up.
I'll kill you! I'll kill you! Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Have you seen Joker?
No.
No, yeah. It's Taxi Driver with clowns.
I heard it was really slow.
It's
Taxi Driver.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's just like what you leave going, what the hell was I eating red vines and drinking soda? Like, I wouldn't enjoy myself for this. This is horrible.
Later, you're like,
that's
why do I have so much diarrhea? Oh, yeah. A three-hour red wine and Dr. Pepper party.
Just crushing the whole thing. I'm like, well, this isn't any fun. I'd rather, like, if it was Pixar, maybe. You just bring it
in the movie theater?
Yeah. Oh, it's brutal. Brutal. It's, but everybody loves it because it's good acting.
But go back to that. You really educated me. That's what. Who told you that?
It was a girl I knew a while ago who said that she was bipolar, too. And I'm like, oh, you're crazy. And she goes, actually, no. And I had a conversation with her. And she said, my problem was I was replacing all of the things I felt bad about myself with men. Because she was pretty, and she's like, and they would do anything, I would do anything for them, and it would validate me. It make me feel better about me when I was starting to have the downslide. And then she'd have these manic ups and downs, like these crazy, and the stretches would go for weeks where she would just get people to just use her, and then the depression would set in that she'd
die. Is that different from, like, people saying, oh, she's got daddy issues?
Well, people would say that about her, but she literally had something wrong.
That's got to be, you know, acting slutty's got nothing to do with daddy issues.
Yeah. But the bipolar one where you have the mental ups and downs. She was just having physical, like, oh, I don't feel good. I know how to fix this. So she would go on these weird tangents.
Because sex feels good.
It feels great. And she wasn't feeling great.
Then she had self-loathing when the mania ran out.
Yep. And there was manic weeks. And then, oh, man, I shouldn't have done that. Depression, kind of regret. And then fall into these weird things.
This year on my birthday, August 23rd, 49.
Nice.
You would have thought I snorted an eight-ball.
Really?
My son, my 8-year-old son, goes, okay, calm down. He's patting my back and my shoulders, like, all right. And I finally turned to him. I go, stop saying that. I'm okay.
Yeah.
But in hindsight, like, I was manic out the wazoo. I went paddleboarding with my buddy after, you know, in the afternoon. It was crazy high tide. It was like, I mean, we're living in a Juicy Fruit commercial for crying out loud. It's high tide. The waves are crashing against the wall. You got to time it right or you die. I'm like, yeah. But yeah, like, sex. It's like it's a multiple addiction for me because there's also a connection.
Yeah.
You get to validate. How do you have sex with somebody? You validate them.
Right.
So I validate you, which validates me.
Right.
Like by telling you how great you are and like filling in those nooks and crannies that the last guy couldn't.
Right.
Like all daddy issues is all about me. It's not about the girl having any daddy. This girl said to me once, I want to do all this daddy stuff, but I don't have any daddy issues. I'm like, it has nothing to do with you at all.
Yeah.
It's me needing validation. Like, when do we eat? When daddy's home. Why? Who has all the answers? Daddy. Why am I completely safe right now? Daddy.
Yeah.
Ooh. The smaller and tinier and safer you feel in my arms, the bigger and stronger and more virile I feel holding you.
Yeah.
It's all about me. It's about you.
Yeah, exactly.
You never even know your father.
That's narcissism too, Jay. You gotta look into that one.
Norman Lear, I said I was a narcissist on my podcast. He goes, no, you're a sufficient narcissist.
Well, that's good.
I almost named my special that.
That's pretty
cool. Wow.
Hey, Norman Lear calls you anything.
Yeah.
Why are you taking photos of him like a foot away, Brad?
Zapruder. Come on.
Get the new iPhone 11.
You never know when Abraham Zapruder will film your skull leaving a car. Error. What are you doing? Shut up.
He's the Jack Ruby of photography right now, just sneaking up on folks and taking shots.
I was talking to somebody at another station. They said, like, there's a real famous local radio guy, a famous local guy. It was a murder-suicide. Do you know who she was talking about?
Oh, yeah. It was Bill Haywood is his name.
Yep. Was it?
Yeah, yeah.
I realized that is the absolute best way to go if you're the suicide.
Yeah. I said the same thing for years.
If you're the murder, polar opposite, absolute worst way to go. If you're the suicide, jackpot.
Yeah.
It's no, you die first. No, I'm killing you first, and then I'm bathing your blood and write Helter Skelter on the wall and write Rush 2112, then I'm going to cap myself.
You throw out your favorite
But if you're
record.
The murder, you go, wait, I'm 39. I got to die?
Yeah.
Why? Because I was in your eye line? I just came in to get the lawnmower. Wait, I go first? What the hell is this? It's the, like you go up to heaven with a buddy. Like a sidecar. Like, oh, you're both here.
You've got social anxiety.
You're not supposed to be here. He's a jerk. Yeah.
Social anxiety disorder keeps you from wanting to meet new people alone. So you got to bring a friend along. In case heaven's real, right? You ain't going to heaven.
Heaven's real.
You ain't going to real. What?
No heaven. There's no hell.
That's what I'm saying. I'm with you.
Like clouds and angels. I'm a Christian.
I'm an extreme atheist.
Well, then you're not as smart as me. Because you're certain there's nothing. The fact
I'm not certain there's nothing. That's not what atheism is. No, that's a difference.
What's your definition of atheism?
Atheism is a belief. Gnostic means knowing. So agnostic means I don't know.
Right.
Atheism is a belief or a non-belief. And
there could be a chance that there
theism
is
theism. The definition of theism is believing.
What is the definition of atheism?
Believing or not believing. I do not believe.
Well, no, that anything's no atheist been, believes.
That's right. So I don't believe. But it doesn't mean that there's nothing. It does. Hold it on, just means I don't believe.
I'm listening
in it.
To everything you say. I'm not. This is not. Fine. We're definitely not. Just so you know, because I know these arguments go. They
deep.
Never tilt one way or the other.
Yeah.
But I got buddies that are atheists on my podcast.
Yeah,
we hear each other out. It's great.
Sure.
How is it? What's the word I'm looking for? How is it either or if it's the belief in no
right
current act of God?
Yeah,
you said it's a belief either yeah or it's not belief.
There's you're being I have not been presented with anything I believe in.
He doesn't so shut that, it
so
all
it's
off.
Not. Exactly. How did you present it the first time?
Well, the word Gnostic is knowing.
Atheism.
Theism is believing. Theist is belief. And Gnostic is knowing.
But what's atheism?
Atheism is no belief.
But you said believing or not believing.
All right, but that's theism is belief. Atheism is non-belief.
Okay.
So yeah. Currently
you said
not
that's
believing.
What confused me.
Yeah.
You said atheism was believing or not believing.
Oh, no, I said theism. Theism is the definition of belief.
So you don't believe there's – is it specific to God, a higher power?
It's belief in anything presented to me I don't think exists.
And that comes
but
from
that
basically
mean,
the – of
religion.
Religion.
Yeah, you bring me religion.
So
and
religion
I
and faith are not the same thing.
Correct.
As well.
Not even close.
Religion's right. A blanket you put over the shape of faith.
And faith is as reliable as evidence as chance.
And man has created love.
That's absolutely true. I can say I believe in anything and say it's on
prove
faith.
Prove love to me.
Prove love
Does
to
love
me.
Does love exist?
Prove it through faith.
Does love exist?
Yes, but prove it through faith.
Prove it to me. I don't believe love. If, hypothetically, I don't believe love exists.
Okay.
Prove to me love exists.
I can't.
So then what do we – then – But we all know it exists.
But you have an argument.
Because you feel it.
Yeah.
Well, hold on.
Right.
Yeah.
No, I'm with you on that.
Because you feel it. You know?
Right. But you can prove. All right, go ahead.
That's my, me only.
Right.
My faith.
Right.
And I feel it. And I know it. It's mine. I'm not sharing it with anybody.
Right.
I don't go door to door.
Kind of. You've done it with hookers.
Not about my faith.
Share your love.
Oh, my. You know what I mean? Like, that's mine.
No, I understand there's, but just placing faith on things you can't explain is an argument from ignorance. You basically are saying, I can't explain it, therefore it's a thing, faith, God.
No, but I can feel it.
That's fine.
Like, you feel love.
Right.
And it's mine. I'm not asking you to believe in my faith ever.
And some people can't feel it, and it's, you know, and you can have a condition. You can argue that it's a condition, that it is a conditional, you know, nature versus nurture, too, love.
But yet, I think we do a lot of activities every day that you're technically placing faith in.
You have faith all day.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you're
placing faith
in. By our definition, that's very true.
Right.
You have faith you're not going to get a flat tire on the way to work because somebody already tested your tires.
I have faith in Duck Hodges. I have faith in Mason Rudolph taking my Steelers to a better spot.
Okay.
That kind of thing. But that doesn't mean that it exists. That doesn't mean it's real. It's just me having a hope.
Well, let's expand on that.
Okay.
There is a feeling you have.
Yes.
When you're watching Mason Rudolph and the stadium's rocking, and they're moving the chains,
that's not hope.
Something
that's not
you
hope
see. There's deductive law. You feel
there's no logic to it because at any time my faith is not going to play a part in his
logic.
Outcome.
There is a difference between a winning team and a losing team vibe.
Sure,
you feel it when it's moving. When a
but
team's
that's not
making,
faith. That's chemistry. That's
you have faith. You just said that. Rudolph would move.
But that's, again, that's my hope. I can call it faith.
What I'm saying, yes, it's your hope. However, when you're watching it succeed, there is a feeling.
Sure. But that's ego.
No. There's a, you know what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, of course.
Being to
there's a feeling
the
like this is different. Like
there.
The Yankees when they were going on their World Series tears until your stupid Diamondbacks knocked them off in their periwinkle uniforms. Bunch of jerks. Freaking gay cruise with a nonstop buffet uniform.
You can buy a World Series now.
These guys are like flight attendants on the Enterprise. What'd you say?
We had faith that Gonzo was going to hit it off the handle, a little looper.
Yeah.
Wow. Up the greatest. Point eight.
And you had faith that Mariano Rivera was going to strike him out.
Here's the thing. That Yankees team was going to say, you could just feel it.
That they were going to lose?
No.
Oh.
That game, there's it's tense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that feeling wasn't there anymore. That faith of like this
but
is what happens.
What we do
because of the slaughter.
But
from
tell
the
me how
night
it how it intervenes if you have faith that Mariano Rivera is going to strike him out, and I have faith that Luis Gonzalez is going to hit the blooper.
Both are faith.
Well, yeah, but they're just hope. But
under your side, it does fall into like you're
it's
hoping
just hope.
He.
Yeah, that's just hope. That you're
feeling the same
faith.
Thing. Like that's a it's like Catholic versus Judas Jewish.
Right.
But
you're,
let's
you're
not,
hoping you're not wrong.
Sports analogies maybe aren't the best way to go.
Right, because I'll argue.
My faith, mine.
Yeah.
And I feel it's not a hope.
Right.
It's not a wheel.
You just know it's there.
But I also don't believe in heaven. I don't believe in hell.
Yeah.
I know Jesus Christ did not die for my sins. He died because he was convicted of heresy.
Right.
Like, he died so I got premarital sex. Like, what's the matter with you people? Right. I don't think Jonah lived in a whale's ass.
Right. Although I kind of wish that was true.
My God wouldn't do that to Job.
Right.
Like.
So you have your own personal belief system. Therefore, you kind of are, in a way, an atheist to what's been presented to you.
But you're
being presented.
No, I believe a great deal. I believe in the stories of Christ. That's why I'm a Christian by definition.
Right.
I love the stories of Christ. I love the teachings of Christ.
Right.
And you believe that there is a creator.
Us. All of us.
Yeah.
John 3:16, he's the Son of God. But if you go back, like John 3:14, Son of Man.
Yeah.
He's the Son of Man, capital M. He's the Son of you. He's the Son of you. My son, my grandfather, Holy right. Spirit is me, you. We're all gods. The light between us. There's lights in us, and the space between us isn't empty. We're all...
See, I'd rather hear what like somebody says personally, like what you're saying. I'm fine with that. I'm like, that's fine. That's a logical, reasonable way for a person to believe. But I just don't think that arguing faith is ever going to prove anything. I would never argue
faith.
If this cop sitting right here said something about, well, I just have faith you did that crime, everybody would be like, well, that's not how that works. You can't do that. Well, I know. I have a feeling, though. It's deep down. I know I'm right. And you don't – that doesn't mean –
Yet all of those police shows are always coming from my gut.
No, but no, they're police TV shows. But in real life, if anybody said, it was a gut call, I arrested Jay Moore. I had faith he was the criminal. You'd get fired in a heartbeat. You can't do that. You have to have evidence, and faith presents none.
You don't have evidence of love.
You don't have evidence that it's not nature-nurture. There's an argument there.
I would never argue – you said you could argue – about your faith, I would never argue about mine.
I wouldn't either. I wouldn't argue about mine.
Look at my body posture.
You are a very comfortable
like I would
man.
Never – it's like I'm not going to argue about my faith.
Right. And it is –
I know. It's like
– And I'm not trying
your
to
name
talk
John?
About – Yeah.
If you room for people going, well, okay, no, it's not, whatever, you'd be like,
right.
What?
Right. But I understand
that's
that.
That's my level of certainty.
Same here. And that's why I'm comfortable. I'm not trying to talk you out of it. I'm just, when people ask me questions, I'm like, nobody.
Christians try to talk you into it. It's awful.
All the time.
It's terrible.
What they confuse is.
There you go, TMZ. Christians are terrible people.
Yeah. Take that. Jay Moore said it right now. They confuse atheism because they're uneducated for being a Satan worshiper.
It's such a negative
And they come
thing.
At you and like, you're unhappy because you don't
a happy
believe.
Person. I'm not so sure about that.
Oh, I get it.
Because Satanism is a belief.
It's a belief, but they don't understand
it. They're idiots.
But it's their brain.
People have no idea the Quran says you got to respect Abraham, Moses, Jesus.
Right.
It's like a hip-hop album with shout-outs. The Quran's like, give it up for my man Moses. If you can't be a good Muslim if you don't love Jesus. Like, it says it in the Quran. Yeah.
Moses, Jesus, Ronnie, Bobby, Ricky, and Mike.
See, this is why I like you.
Don't stop to the planet rock. Hey, don't stop. Yo, this one goes out to Abraham. I was at a Bible study class for coaches.
Yeah.
Because a buddy of mine is a wrestling coach, Hall of Fame wrestling coach. He invited me to his Bible study at his school that he does after class. I said, sure. Three guys, like 90 years old, him and me. A couple people didn't show up. And this guy's telling this story about Abraham and there's the rich guy and the poor, poor guy. And when they die, the rich man's on one side of a mountain chasm, and he feels terrible. It's winter, cold, it's awful. And he looks way up in the heaven side, and there's the poor guy next to Abraham.
Right.
Because the poor guy, as poor as his life was, he believed in Christ. But the rich guy didn't. And I look at the old guy and go, well, if he precedes Christ by 1,000 years, how did Abraham get in?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He reads a quote to me from Numbers.
Right.
I go,
right,
but same
that's
question.
Old. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm really asking you. How did Abraham, Noah, how did Adam, how did this guy, that guy, Shem, how did the old Abednego, play that by the Beast Boys, pull it up, man. There's only 12 hours in the day, there's only 12 notes that a man can play. So how did those guys get into heaven? The entire Old Testament had no concept of Christ.
None.
Never met him, never knew him.
Don't get me started on that one.
The role in heaven?
Although
every Hindu on earth, every Muslim's in a lake of fire because they don't believe in Christ, it's a little exclusive.
It's tough.
They thought Native Americans, coming, though, right? Yeah. In the Old Testament, they always thought that. I mean, and that's still the same thing, and that the second coming is still there.
44 authors over 150 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you started writing about the Civil War right now by memory, get 42 other guys and start telling me about the Civil War. Let me know how accurate.
You mentioned
the only thing that's consistently on the money. Is the descriptions of Christ.
Yeah. Well, they kept that the same. You brought up Zapruder earlier, and we can't get that right. That's 70, 60 years ago, right?
What do you mean you can't get it right?
Well, I mean, I just can't get the whole thing about Kennedy's assassination. We still have questions about where, how, this, that, and that.
Sam Giancana.
Oh, I didn't know you knew the whole answer. Oh, okay. Yeah.
I heard you paint houses.
Never mind.
Jimmy Hoffa's the main guy. Yeah. And,
but some people that would say the writing happened. The difference, again, it comes back to the faith
Depends
side.
Depends on who's
they say
writing.
The writing and the describing, even 100 years after, divine intervention is in there.
Depends on who.
Those people
writing.
I love,
yeah.
But I can't. I'd like to think I'm more intelligent than that.
Yeah.
In the Bible, God created whatever Genesis, right? Who did he tell it to? Who wrote that down?
Yeah.
Did God have like an assistant?
Yeah.
On the third day,
who is the ghost?
On the fourth day,
on
the fifth day.
Yeah.
Wait, we're talking about outer space.
Yeah.
This was in space.
Yeah.
And then he made land. Then he made the sea.
Yeah.
Wait. So who was the guy next to him that's recording? How do you know? If it's God in the ether, there's nobody else until he creates Earth.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ricky Gervais.
Dummies.
Gervais' great line
of
it.
He's an idiot.
You don't like Ricky Gervais?
I think atheists are freaking morons.
Well, thank you,
Jay. And I'll tell you why.
Well, you said you weren't going to try to change things.
I'm not trying to change
things. I know, but I didn't you bash my faith.
I'm saying, I already said, well, hold on. You said nothing when I said Christians are idiots.
I'm just kidding.
No, you're not.
No, I'm kidding.
Because they're all Bill Maher, Richard Dawkins, Penn Jillette, Ricky Gervais. These are brilliant people.
Yeah.
To be that brilliant and be certain of anything.
But they're not. That's the thing you're not hearing.
Then help me. I'm sorry.
Yeah. The belief is that they're certain there's nothing. They're just saying they don't believe in what's being presented. It doesn't mean that they're more open. Atheists are more open to the idea that there is something. It just hasn't been told to us yet.
But if you don't believe.
You just don't believe in what's being presented.
God, as you, in AA, God as you understood him.
Right.
It could be anything you want.
I don't understand it. And I'm quick to say, I don't know, and that's not bad.
A higher power?
Maybe. Don't know.
Isn't that agnostic?
I don't know. Agnostic. Agnostic is not knowing.
That's what you said.
But not believing is atheist. And I don't believe in any of it.
Yeah.
So far, nothing's been presented to give me the idea.
Us talking now is a higher or different frequency than before it came in?
Could be.
You don't believe when you're sharing a concert with people?
Yeah.
Everyone knows the word. You know what notes are coming next?
Yeah.
It's a different level, man. No, it is. Fact. What do you mean, You go. You must be fun at parties.
I'm a blast at parties because I don't want to tell everybody about this. But it doesn't really, you know, to me, that's just, you know, you can listen to music and everybody can have similar tastes and then you have energy, but that doesn't mean anything.
But it's a shared experience.
Sure.
Everybody feels happy and higher.
You can share horrible experiences, too.
Right. Sure. Yeah. A higher power. Like, I go to AA, right?
Yeah.
Me in a room with other drunks that are miserable, being accountable, that room itself is a higher power than me alone.
To you.
That's all I'm talking about.
Oh, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
It's a support system.
Right.
It is a higher power. It helps me.
You've placed that as a higher power, so it's important to you, and that's good, but it doesn't prove to anyone else that there's something else that's controlling that.
I'm not trying to prove to anybody else.
Well, that's what I'm saying, though. But if
I haven't placed that as a higher power.
You've given it definition.
I have accepted that as a higher power.
But that doesn't mean it's real as a higher power to everybody, right?
But that's
so it's just to you.
Your name isn't John. It is. It's a group of people as opposed to one person. Literally, by definition, it's more.
Well, then that's true.
Higher, more, wider, deeper.
So every group together in their beliefs are correct.
No, AA, everybody's different and crazy. The only thing we have in common is we can't drink.
Same common goal.
Somebody said once, the difference between rehab and AA, rehab, everybody comes in different and leaves the same.
Yeah.
And in AA, everybody comes in the same and leaves different.
Really?
That was cool.
That is kind of a good one.
Because if rehabs worked, you wouldn't have AA.
Exactly.
After 28 days, they just dump you on a curb, you're like, cured.
5 to 8% success rate in a rehab. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, because they coddle them.
Yeah.
My mom got sober, 5150, 72-hour detox, chained to a hospital bed, Christmas Day, and then the next day she got out when I was 11. We didn't open our presents until December 26th.
Really?
I don't think we ever opened a present. Mom was coming home. The war was over. She got well.
No kidding. It was all better.
Yeah.
Just strapped her up and let her bleed it out.
That's how you did it, man.
Wow.
Back in the day, you will get well.
Jay, you're fascinating.
Where'd the comedy go?
What happened here? What did you bring here? You brought a lower power.
Here's comedy. I was reading. I'm your lower power.
You have made this room a lower power. I believe,
you believe
more
in a lower power.
Now I do.
Yeah. You've been around.
He believes.
You've been around people that were a lower power.
Oh yeah. No, I believe personal energy is a thing.
And there's people you're around that make you feel good.
Yeah.
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 That's, isn't that higher?
Usually they're naked.
Isn't that a higher thing? Let's take out the word power.
And I don't.
Higher frequency.
I can't say that it's. I can't say you can prove it's a higher anything.
I feel
other
like
than
you're
my
being prickly right here.
No, I'm just saying I don't think it proves anything.
You can
I just think
that you feel it's a higher frequency.
But I can feel based on what I've learned through life.
I think you're that energy draining vampire.
Brady feels something when a pizza shows up. I don't feel.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. And I can eat one and not have problems.
I feel joy when a pizza shows up.
I don't have that.
My son once, I was reading to him when he's like 5 years old. I go, what do you want to read tonight at bedtime? He goes, out of nowhere, he goes, read to me about the crucifixion.
Jeez.
I think he's getting the name of one of his books wrong. Like, I'm like, so I'm looking at the bookshelf, like, what is he confusing?
Yeah.
What sounds like, right. You know, like Hop on Pop, Fox and Socks. Harold and the Purple Crayon, maybe Crayon Crew. No? I go, what do you want me to read? He goes, The Crucifixion of Jesus.
Man.
5 years old. I don't push it in the house.
Yeah.
Nothing. I go, of Jesus Christ? God's son? You
That's
know,
a tough bedtime story.
He's five.
Yeah, I don't want that.
I go, okay. He's not going to go find a freaking Bible for this idiot.
And puppets? Did you do puppets?
This Dalai Lama I've got in my house.
And he was so giddy.
Two Lama references. First one was wasted.
That's pretty solid.
First one was wasted.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it was a
People
setup.
Don't know how the Dalai Lama was chosen. Do you it's know that?
Oh, it was, well, it was the Dalai Lama.
Remember to circle back to this bit because you're going to love it. People think the Dalai Lama is like just some guy that they put a robe on and go, there's the Dalai Lama.
Right.
The Dalai Lama died. Monks went into a cave for like a week and meditated, didn't talk. They all wake up at the same time, walk 2 days into a village to a house. Knock on the door. A lady opens the door. There's a 4-year-old kid behind her. The kid walks out of the house and leaves with the monks.
It's like the publisher's clearing house. They open the door. They got balloons.
No, that's literally why he's the Dalai Lama.
Jay, you're going to get upset. That's the story.
Okay, Neil Armstrong. Did you walk on the moon?
There's another story.
No, story.
Yeah, that's the story. And so I don't see any evidence.
No quid pro quo.
I don't see any evidence.
No quid pro quo.
No evidence. You tell me.
He asked the Ukrainians, and he did not ask you. See, if you win, you win. If you lose, you still win. Just stop beating, you fat bastard. Hearing Trump talk now is like Pesci as Jake LaMotta's brother in Raging Bull. Yeah. Look, if you don't make the weight, you lose the fight. What are they going to do, match up with all the other fighters that you already beat? Good, you blow through them all again. If not, they give you a shot at the title. You get through those other guys, what happens? You blow through them, you bust a hole, you get a shot at the title. If you win, you win. If you lose, you still win. Just stop beating. It's like, what?
It is. It's back in the
Ukraine,
forth.
Yes. China, I never said that. Ukraine should, but it didn't happen. No. Doral. Like, what the hell's going on?
Stop eating.
Stop beating, you fat bastard. You're like a nut. You really did a number on you, you prick.
We got to run.
What's going on? Oh, so my I get the crucifixion story.
Yeah.
I got to find a Bible in my house, blow the dust out of it. I have no idea where the crucifixion is in the Bible.
Yeah.
So now it's like 10 p.m. It was 8 when this started. And I'm reading. And then so I go to the bookstore, or the library rather, to get a kid's picture Bible crucifixion.
Nice.
You know, so, it's, so the murder is age appropriate.
Right. Yeah.
It says, the crucifixion of Christ illustrated for children. And it says, ages 5 to 6. I'm like, well, geez, what happens at 7? Like, Veronica takes out a titty?
I can't say that.
Why?
Boom.
Why? You said DSEK when I was driving here.
I know. It's the weirdest rules.
How do you say one, not the other?
Nah, the other one's just that.
Like, what happens when you're 7? Veronica takes out a boob?
There you go.
I'm like, wow. Gets a little illicit.
Yeah.
The Romans lift their skirts. Right. They had skirts. So I get this thing. I'm opening up, and I'm reading the crucifixion of Christ to my son, thinking he's going to, like, go become, like, the Pope. He's going to be a priest or something. He's like, it's a calling. It's
right. Weird. Yeah.
And he goes, who's that guy? I go, it's Jesus. It's when he takes a knee with the cross on his back. And my son goes, that's not Jesus.
Oh, God.
And I look at it. He's right. It looked like Wolfman Jack. He had a belly. He's on a knee with a gut. And like a Wolfman Jack hairdo, like combed back.
He's slick.
I go, one thing, I say this on stage too. I go, one thing Christian, atheist, but one thing we can all agree on about Christ, swimmer's build. Guy's hot.
Swimmer's Michael Phelps, like he's Phelpsian. He's a Phelpsian Christ.
Regular teeth,
right? And it's hard to
a ripped
this guy
carpenter.
Had a gut, and he had a bouffant hairdo like Dice. And I got hysterical thinking about Dice Christ. Hey, I thirst you, Romans, in your freaking skirts. I swear to God, the Jews and the Rome. What? Would there be a listen to you? Would there be a place for me at your table, you thief? Hey! Hickey!
Jesus dice Christ.
I thirst! Hit me again! Vinegar!
Jay Moore is at the Tempe Improv tonight and tomorrow. CB Live Desert Ridge Sunday night. And it's always interesting. You're always just a different dude. You're just a different
dude.
I'm
always a different guy?
You're just a different dude. Not always different in that you. You're just a different guy.
That's how you're going to end the show?
Yeah, you're different.
Leave me in an existential crisis?
Yeah, you're different.
Different how?
Different how? Well, you're funny to me.
Like what? Like clown? Different how? Like funny. I gain weight, I lose weight.
You're kind of
like
funny.
I yo-yo my weight, I got eating problems.
I don't know. You're funny. I don't know.
No, he's a big boy, Anthony. Let him speak for himself. He knows what he said. What he's saying. Maybe I'm effed up.
You know what's great about Anthony? Never on camera, two best lines in a movie.
What
did you miss from this distance?
Oh, yeah.
You got a problem with what I did, Anthony? No.
Two lines.
And then the third line is in the beginning. He goes, hey, Tommy, you got it all wrong. He's a big boy, Anthony. Let him speak for himself.
Yeah, he couldn't say it.
Guy's never on camera.
Is that right? He never ever
never on camera.
Picture a guy.
What do you want? I shot him in the foot. How could you miss from this distance?
Never on camera.
You got a problem with what I did, Anthony?
Wow.
No.
I got to go watch again.
We're done now?
I got to go watch again.
I can't believe we're done. I wouldn't be talking existential religious stuff.
It's fascinating, though.
Not really.
You're a fascinating young man. You've been a wonderful guest.
But I'm different every time?
Not every time. I'm saying you're a different guy compared to other people.
When did a boxing match get delayed? When did you do that for?
That's right. I got delayed for 2 years. I'm not doing it anymore.
Well, maybe the guy's ducking you. You ever think about that?
That could be.
Maybe the guy doesn't want to fight. That
could be. That's right. He couldn't stop eating.
He couldn't stop, yeah.
If you win, you win. Look, before the fight, before training camp, we take the girls out. We're going to go crazy going to the city. But don't tell Lenore because I'm not taking her. Because I won't tell anybody.
Jay, you're amazing. It's always good to have you.
Bring
come
it
back?
Over!
You want to come on? It's Jay Moore, everybody. Man. We're all done. Jay
See
Moore.
See you soon, guys.
Tonight, Tempe Improv. Tonight. Sunday over at CB Live Desert Ridge. It's the great Jay Moore, everybody.
You were right, man. We should do this thing. 98.